Good morning. I am pleased to introduce Megan Duncan, who is from the Sophia Way, and she is the Community Engagement Coordinator, which is a mouthful. She'll tell you about her job and more about the Sophia Way, which we are involved with too. And she started working there right before the COVID, so she got to deal with COVID like Pastor Laura also had to do. And done wonderful things even despite that awful thing.
Yeah.
So I'd like to introduce Megan to you.
Thank you so much. Hi, I'm microphoned. It's been a while. So yes, as Joyce mentioned, my name's Megan Duncan. I'm the Community Engagement Coordinator for the Sophia Way. The Sophia Way has two shelters that serve women, one in Bellevue and one in Kirkland. And so I'm going to go into more details around the services that we provide, a little bit of history about the Sophia Way, and how you can get involved with the Sophia Way. Okay, great. We'll start this slideshow. Yes, also as Joyce mentioned, I was hired 4 days before the shutdown. So they thought they were getting a volunteer coordinator to coordinate volunteers. And then we said, actually, no, we can't have volunteers right now. So at least in the shelter. So I got to get creative on how to have community support outside of the shelter limitations that we had during COVID. And so I'm really excited to be able to offer some in-shelter volunteer opportunities again. Okay, cool. So the Sophia Way. Okay, go ahead. So this is Roslyn. Last year, she celebrated two huge milestones. She had 2 years in stable housing and 1 year drug-free. Go ahead. Amara, a veteran, went through traumatic times when she lost her home, but has come out stronger. She is now thriving in her own home. Tanya lost her construction job because of the pandemic and was living out of her car. She would park near cafes so that her son could use the free Wi-Fi to attend online classes. Our outreach coordinator helped her find a job and an apartment, and Tanya is now looking forward to her son's graduation. Yeah. Let's see. So last August, Janice moved into her own apartment after 13 years of housing instability. And at the age of 75, she finally found a home. Yes. Amazing. So the Sophia Way's vision is of a community where all women have a place to call home. The organization began in 2008 in response to the need to serve women without homes. Spearheaded by the late Helen Luzzi, a passionate advocate for women and supported by the faith community, we are the only shelter for women on the East Side. Over the last 12 years, we've grown our programs and services to support the increasing number of women who have lost their home and are seeking shelter and supportive services. So as you can see, oh, go ahead. Sorry. So we actually started in 2008 with just a few mats on the floor of a church, and have grown quite a bit over the last 12 years. In 2020, we actually opened, Helen's Place, which serves 40 women up in Kirkland. And that's a brand new facility that we're really proud of and are excited about. So we began in 2008. You can switch the next one. When we began in 2008, there was about 5,000 people experiencing homelessness in King County. Today, that number has doubled, and 41%, about 4,800 of them, are women. So you can see the different demographics that we're serving here. The women that we serve are without homes for many reasons. The big one being leaving an abusive spouse or partner. Many of them are unable to work because of a disability or mental health issues. And increasingly, we're seeing elderly women with high medical bills living on Social Security, which is not enough to get housing on the East Side. And unfortunately, wait lists can be as long as 6 years. Okay, so the next one. Sorry, that slide went with that spiel. So yes. maybe go back one just so they can take in that slide. So yes, the demographics that I just described. So if you want to take a look, so 30% of the people that we serve are over the age of 55. 48% are women of color. 46 have some form of disability. And 70% of the women that we're serving are reporting domestic violence as being a contributing factor to why they're experiencing homelessness right now. Thanks so much. Okay, we'll go to the next one. So at the Sophia Way, we offer them a place of hope and change. So our work is centered on three pillars: providing them shelter, safety, and stability on their journey to find a place to call home. So what that means, yep, great. So what that means for us is shelter is the immediate need. So a place to have a shower and a hot meal. And then next is safety.
Can you go back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a little longer.
Yeah, of course. So safety and the way that that shows up for us and our organization is meeting the everyday needs. So having a place to rest and sleep, having nourishing food, and then, yes, these are kind of the ways that we do it. So the immediate is our program, at Sophia's Place, which is a day center. So anyone can come in, between the hours of 8 and 3, I believe, and we serve, hot meals, hot breakfast, hot lunch, can use shower and, let's see, shower computers. Yep. And all sorts of other, services there. And so, yes. So those are the ways that we are providing shelter specifically here. And then safety is, caring and compassion. So our biggest strength is case management. So case managers are there for each of the women to listen to their story and to help her with whatever she needs. And their needs vary from helping them pay off a debt, getting a job, finding housing. Each woman leaves with something, even if it's just an updated resume or clothes for a job interview. And then stability. So stability is knowing that the place won't disappear in the morning. When we were having mats on floors, in an emergency shelter, that all came up during the day. And so we would just send them out and they had to figure it out. But now we have the stability of knowing that they have a secure place to keep their belongings and, know that they have a place to come back to at night. Okay. So women can access all resources and services at all three shelters. Our walk-in day center offers, as I mentioned, those basic needs. So a hot shower to feel clean and fresh, meals, clothing, and toiletries. Women are also find a community of people who understand what they're going through and can help them get through it. Yeah.
And where is the day center?
So the day center is part of Sophia's Place. Yes. So the question was, where is the day center? Yep. Yeah. So the day center is located at Sophia's Place, which is in Bellevue. So yes. Okay, great. Let's see. So Sophia's Place. So that's the day center. Sophia's Place is an extended stay shelter where women can stay up to 6 months. She has a place to keep her belongings and a case manager who helps her with whatever she needs. And then, okay, just making sure this is all the same slide here. So also in 2020, in the midst of the pandemic, we opened our new shelter, Helen's Place. Women can walk in at any time, day or night, and they can find a bed and a hot meal and caring staff. And then we also do outreach. So meeting women where they're at, possibly living in cars, at coffee shops, and libraries. We're connecting them with resources and help them get services and find housing. Okay, next slide here. So here's some data on our impact last year that the community helped us achieve. So pretty exciting stuff. So we serve, this is 2020, so we should probably update it for 2021. But just want to make sure, still talking to the mic here. So yes, so 538 unduplicated women served, and then a whole bunch of meals. That's part of my community engagement coordination, is coordinating all of the meals. So I will go into details around that. But almost 50,000 meals were served. And then we moved 66 women into housing. And I know our updated number for 2021 was actually 83. So very excited to, the question was regarding if we serve children. And actually, we don't serve children. So it really is just single women that are seeking shelter. We work collaboratively with other shelters so that if a woman does have kids, we can redirect them to services where they can better be served with kids. Yeah. Okay. So, last slide, I believe. So we don't do this alone. We receive financial and in-kind support from governments, cities, corporations, foundations, and of course, individuals. And our goal this year is to raise $1.35 million to help us reach all of our goals and keep our two shelters running smoothly. And then let's see, there are some more slides up there, right? Just ran out of notes. So yeah, so there's a few different ways that you can help support financially is always a great way. We have folks that give every month, annual donations, and then always keep in mind that employees typically match, which is really lovely. Okay, next slide there. Okay, so meals. So as I mentioned, we serve meals every day at both of our shelters. We serve kind of cold breakfast where we kind of take that on, but we rely on donors to supply lunch and dinner. And I know that this group has definitely participated in that in the past. Yeah, go ahead, Joyce.
July 20th is our next time.
Oh, lovely. I love that. So yeah, so at Sophia's place, we request meals. For lunch, we're requesting 30 meals to help feed folks that are coming in for the day center services. And then and for dinner, we serve 21 because that's how many beds we have at Sophia's place is 21. And then over at Helen's place in Kirkland, we're currently serving 40 women at that shelter. And we have that is our COVID number. And so once things get like a little bit more open post-COVID, it's going to be 48. We were originally set up to serve 48 people at that facility. So it's a big ask. And so we definitely really rely on these large community groups to help us coordinate those meals. And so the types of meals that we're requesting are just, it can be really simple. It doesn't need to be terribly fancy because it's their home, right? You don't want to eat fancy, well, maybe you do, but you don't want to eat fancy meals every single day. And so just having like a protein and a side and a salad is like just really lovely. So they get lots of spaghetti nights, taco nights, pizza. We're trying to shy away from pizza right now because that's kind of the go-to. When folks are in a pinch, they just order pizza, including us. When we get in a pinch, we order pizza. So, but yeah, if you can take the time and care and love, to prepare a meal for us, that is a really wonderful way to support us. And so I'm so thankful, that we have groups like you to help us out. We have, I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to mention around meals. We have a sign-up sheet, and we try to keep it really easy. And we always have openings. So if you know other folks or other groups that might be able to help us out, I would love your support in getting, helping us get the word out that we do have an ongoing need for meals. Okay, great. Okay, and then volunteering. So currently we have been having volunteers help out in a couple of spots. During the pandemic, we decided that we needed a separate space where we could organize our in-kind donations. And so when I say in-kind donations, I'm talking about donated clothing, household wares, and I'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, so we have kind of a work party every Thursday from 12 to 2 at our donation center. And so we have a really awesome team of volunteers that have been helping us out there, take in donations from the community, get it all sorted, recorded, and then placed in the donation center so that the shelter staff can come and pick up items and take it back to the shelters. So so that's kind of a fun thing to do on a Thursday afternoon. And then the other volunteer opportunity that we've just recently started opening up again is at in shelter. And we're calling them shelter assistants. And so that job position is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., basically any day of the week. And you'll essentially be helping us out in the kitchen. So cleaning up breakfast, getting lunch set out, cleaning up lunch, and then helping clients find things in the kitchen. So there's lots of requests for like tea and coffee that is set aside. So they're asking for that. Do they need Ziplocs so that they can pack up their lunch so that they can go to work? That sort of thing. So it's a little bit of customer service, a little bit of interacting with clients. And so to participate in that, we have, an orientation that Joyce actually just went through. It's quick and easy. It's about 30 minutes where we talk about, how to interact with clients and how to best serve them. And then there's a sign up sheet for that as well. So I would love, folks, if they're able to commit to a regular schedule, that's the best fit for our organization. Just because the clients really love to see those familiar faces and build rapport with them. And it helps, set up a sense of safety and stability for them as well. So if you're interested in helping us out in the kitchen, I would love to connect with you. Those are the two main volunteer roles right now. I'm hoping to have additional opportunities as things start opening back up a little bit. Probably some helps supported in our donation closets. So we have we take on donated clothing, and so that is a whole thing trying to keep that organized. So if you like playing with clothes, hanging up clothes, sorting clothes, we could definitely use the support around that as well. Okay, what else do we have up here? Okay, so the in-kind donations. Yeah, as I mentioned, part of my role is coordinating in-kind donations. And in-kind donations are anything that is not financial support. So if you have, if you love to shop at Costco and get big barrels of, or bales rather, of toilet paper or laundry detergent or, let's see, they love they actually love soda and canned water. Actually, there was a recent request for just bottled water, because a lot of folks are, you know, more mobile. So they want, you know, water to go. So, so there's lots of requests that, I receive from the shelter. And so I like to try to get that out into the community so they know what our current needs are and ways that the community can help us out. So we do in-kind donations a couple of ways. You can bring your in-kind donation to us on a Thursday while we're there with volunteers at our donation center. Our donation center is over in downtown Bellevue, and I'd be happy to share some additional details around that. But, so you can physically drop off your stuff. So you can go hit up Costco and then come drop it off on a Thursday. Or you can, utilize our Amazon wish list. So that was kind of a great discovery during the pandemic, that we can have folks sit at home with a couple of clicks and we actually receive the toilet paper magically at our P.O. box. And so I keep saying toilet paper, but we have a lot of different things that we're requesting. There's like food items. We take in, some used clothing. We're always looking for tennis shoes. That seems to be like the most common request. Coming up on the summer, they're going to be requesting a lot of flip-flops. And so leggings, sweatpants, that sort of thing, people to keep them cozy. So clothing. And then we do take on a little bit of household stuff. If you do have some items that you think might be still have lots of life and you want to pass it along. So since we're actively moving folks into housing, we have case managers that are getting them set up in their new place. And so those are the kinds of items that we can help them make them feel more at home in their space there. So, yeah, we have some Sunday school students here.
Oh, hello.
Sorry. Good morning. Welcome, Sunday school students. This is the adult forum. We go to Sunday school too here. And I have treats for you to take back to your classroom that I'll pass out here in just a second. Thank you for coming to visit us and take a look at all of the churches in that painting. Mm. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt. No. I love Sophia's way.
Yeah. So in-kind donations are super helpful to us. As I mentioned, clothing, household wares, and then there's those things that keep the shelter stocked up, right? So the toilet paper, the paper towels, laundry detergent. We have really awesome, well, I wouldn't describe them as awesome, but we have laundry facilities at both of our shelters. And so we go through a lot of laundry detergent as well. And then toiletries. So the toiletries that we are actively requesting are actually travel size toiletries. So if you have a bunch, some folks have this, some folks don't, but if you travel a lot and you like collect up all of those hotel toiletries and they're just sitting in a drawer, we would love those. So that is something that you can drop off as well. Let's see. Okay. So toiletries in kind. I think we got the gist of it there. Do I have a final slide? Let's see what else we got. That is my final slide. So that's my contact info. This is my first time presenting in person. So yay. Consequently, I forgot my business cards because it was my first time out. So that is my contact info. Joyce can certainly get you in contact with me. Joyce is part of a group that we have called the Support Network. And so the Support Network is a group of anyone who is enthusiastic to help us out. It's mostly communities of faith, but really anyone can join us. And so we have monthly meetings that Joyce lovingly attends, bless her heart. she comes and learns about what our current needs are. And so, yeah, so that is currently held, I believe the last, it's the, whoa, I should know this. Is it the fourth Tuesday?
Right.
The fourth Tuesday of the month, and it's been, and it's held over Zoom. So pretty accessible in that sense, from noon to one. And so we chat, and then the community can ask us questions. And if we don't know the answer, we can get them that information at a later time. So feel free to reach out to me. I am basically the liaison for the community to support us. And so I'm probably going to be the best contact for anything that pops up. So again, I'm Megan, and thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to stick around and answer some questions if there are any remaining ones.
Thank you, Megan. There are questions.
Okay, great.
I'm learning my job.
Yeah, great question. So that is called Sophia's Place. And so that's the name of that shelter, and that shelter hosts the day center. Yeah, it's actually, it used to be the Virginia Mason Clinic. And so, yes, I can, I'm happy to get you the address. And we're there. Yeah. So it, there's a sliding glass door. And it's only staffed, from 12 to 2 on Thursdays.
Okay.
And so that's our only time window to take in items at this time. So if you have, if you can't make that time window, reach out to me and we can figure something else out. But, for the most part, I want to direct people specifically to that time and place.
Or yeah. You could bring it to me and I'll take it away.
That's
too.
Also true.
Yeah. And also when we donate lunches, it goes to the Sophia's place. So
yeah.
Where the day center and where the ladies come in during the day just for lunch along with the residents there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit about me. I have been in volunteer management for about 15 years. I love working with volunteers. That's been my passion forever. And so I love getting people connected to the organization. And so previously I've been working for like more indirect, services, like arts and all sorts of stuff. Actually, the Center for Wooden Boats, if anyone's familiar. So that's a bit of my background, but then I went and, I got a master's in public administration. Woohoo! And so I wanted to try more direct services and what it feels like to be kind of on the front lines of, that helping folks out. And so that's kind of how I found the Sophia Way. After I graduated, I was looking for a position that would, help me serve more directly, and people that are really vulnerable and in need. So, that's how I found them. Yeah. Thanks for asking. That was really kind. So I think for the most part, I don't believe we're being called necessarily to certain places. I think we have folks that are just out in the community. And so, we have an outreach coordinator who is, actively out in the community. So I don't have a really solid answer for that, but that's a great question. And I probably should have a more solid answer for that.
I wanted to go back to the support network meetings. Anybody can come. You don't have to volunteer for anything. If you want to go with me sometime just to learn more about the Sophia Way, it's very good. And Megan's the hostess.
Yes, I am the host. Yeah, we have, we always have, someone from our executive team. So we, just last year, we kind of moved to a new model. We don't have a traditional executive director. We actually have three executive directors. And so we always have someone from the team there to help answer questions from the community that might be popping up. So yeah, it's just an open forum, where anyone can come and connect with us. Yeah. I would describe it as mostly East Side, communities. Yes. And across all, faith traditions as well. Yeah.
Other Lutherans?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sammamish Hills. Is that a place? Okay, great. Yeah. So we've been fortunate in that we have not had to turn anyone away. And so we feel like we are meeting the need. And for those that we feel like we can't serve, like they don't meet our demographic, like if they have children or a full family, with male members, we're redirecting them to other organizations. And so, yeah, so I think we've been pretty successful in being able to help redirect and get folks the help that they need and deserve. Yeah. Yeah, I think probably a fair amount of Googling. We try to pop up as quickly as possible when you Google homeless services or homeless anything on the East Side. We think about that in an analytics kind of way, but also Yeah, I think a lot of faith communities actually are letting folks know about these services. Part of the outreach coordinator is getting, you know, flyers up in those public spaces. A variety of tactics are used to help get the word out for sure. Yeah, that's a great point. So Helen's Place shares a building with a group called New Bethlehem. And so New Bethlehem is serving like whole families. And then Helen's Place is upstairs on the second floor. And so Salt House Church is in the parking lot of that building. And the building is called Center for Women and Families, I believe. But we just always refer to it as Helen's Place. But yes, that's definitely what you're describing there. So Salt House, is supporting both of those organizations. Which is really great.
I just want you to talk just briefly about what you did during COVID and how you support the women and all the wonderful programs you did for the women.
Yeah.
You know, the games and different programs that they got to do.
Sure. So.
And still.
Yeah, for sure. So the Sophia Way has just grown exponentially in the last 2 years. From a staffing, in a staffing way, as well as just opening up this 40 bed shelter, going from, you know, 21 beds to an additional serving essentially 70 women a day, was a big leap for us. And so all during the pandemic. So we tried to get creative on ways that we can still have community support. And so one of the roles that we hired for was a programming manager who is helping with those day-to-day things. But one of their tasks is kind of like the fun art things and the fun trying to, like, you know, have a moment of levity in the shelter space. So they do karaoke, they do bingo, they love bingo. During COVID, we've kind of built up these programs and I'm really excited to see them continue on. Around Christmas time, for many years, we've developed ways to support women around Christmas. And so traditionally we would have a lot of volunteer supports. And so during COVID, we had to get a little more creative, utilize those Amazon wish lists, utilize the folks at the donation center, and created these really awesome gift bags, that had just all the warm weather gear you could think of. Everyone had a really lovely Christmas. They had a lot of, gingerbread houses. That was our big thing this year. We got a bunch of gingerbread kits donated. And so, just those moments of levity, in the shelter is really important, when things can feel really hard and overwhelming, right? So, it's been really great to kind of have someone dedicated to that kind of work. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I just want people to know how many wonderful things happen within those walls.
Yeah.
You all are so good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Great question. Yes. They do keep up with them. I don't know specifics around how frequently, but I do believe we are checking in on them probably at a 6 month checkpoint. Because it is fairly common that folks would get into housing and maybe it feels more temporary than they think. There's, you know, depending on a large variety of circumstances, there could be a secular nature to it. We definitely want to make sure that we're checking in on folks and seeing if they need additional services. Yeah.
Any other questions? Well, Megan, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.